Culture 9, Exercises 4 and 5.
I walked through the metal door, and there was my time machine. As I stood looking at it, the door shut with a bang. I had expected this to happen, because I knew what the Morlocks were planning. They thought I was trapped. I laughed quietly to myself. They did not know, of course, that I could easily escape. I climbed into my time machine. But as I tried to prepare the controls so that I could leave, the Morlocks' hands were on me. I had to fight against the Morlocks, and as I did so, I dropped one of the pieces that I needed for controlling the time machine. I searched for it in the darkness and managed to pick it up, but the horrible creatures were stopping me from climbing into the machine. I tried to push them away, but they were holding me by the arms and legs. Somehow I managed to start the machine. As I travelled through time, I felt the Morlocks' hands disappear. I sat sideways in the time machine, holding on tightly as it shook from side to side. For a while, I did not look at the controls. When I did, I was amazed to see that I was travelling even further into the future rather than back towards my own time. The instruments showed that thousands of days were passing as quickly as seconds. I carefully stopped the time machine and looked around. I was on a beach, surrounded by large, reddish-brown rocks. The huge red sun was very low in the sky, and above me the stars were visible. Looking out to sea, I noticed that the water was completely calm and flat. There were no waves, because there was no wind at all. I realized that I was breathing very quickly, which told me there was not very much oxygen in the air. Looking around again, I saw that one of the large red objects, which I had assumed was a rock, was in fact moving towards me. Can you imagine a crab as big as a table? Its legs were moving slowly, and its big claws were swaying from side to side. It had two long antennae, and its eyes and mouth were huge and terrifying. As I stared at this creature, I felt something gently touching my face. It felt like an insect, so I brushed it away with my hand, but then I felt it again. I turned around and saw that another monster crab was just behind me, its antennae touching my face. Its evil eyes were moving quickly, and its mouth was opening hungrily. Immediately, I grabbed the controls of the time machine and escaped from this frightening creature by travelling into the future. I was still on the same beach, but now travelling hundreds of years, thousands of years, into the future. When I stopped, there were no longer any crabs. The beach appeared completely lifeless. An ice-cold wind was blowing, and the edge of the sea where it met the sand was frozen. The world was completely silent. All the sounds of man, the cries of birds, the humming of insects, all of that was over. It began to snow, and the sky grew black. I suddenly felt very unwell, and was afraid that I would become trapped in this dark and horrible world. So I once more took hold of the controls of the time machine, and headed back towards my own time.